With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Pacific Grove is called Butterfly Town, USA. That's because thousands of western monarch butterflies usually spend the winter in this coastal city. But this winter, its monarch sanctuary is empty. As KZU's Erica Mahoney reports, monarchs across North America are disappearing, and federal protection is years off.
On a chilly December morning, Bree Machuca walks into the entrance of Pacific Grove's Monarch Butterfly Sanctuary. Eucalyptus leaves crunch beneath her feet. Binoculars in hand, she's searching for the orange and black symbol of Pacific Grove.
We do counts, usually at 7:15 in the morning.
Machuca is the community science specialist for the Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History. Eucalyptus, Monterey pines, and cypress trees tower over a meandering dirt path. Not long ago, monarchs would have covered almost every branch. Today,
we can't find anything. It's very disappointing because I was expecting at least we'd see maybe a few hundred. I'd see one or two.
Back in 1997, 45,000 monarchs showed up to the sanctuary. This spot was one of 400 overwintering sites along the Pacific coast. Now, 3/4 of the sites are empty. Monarchs migrate thousands of miles to spend the winter in these Goldilocks environments like the sanctuary. They are not too hot, not too cold, and they offer protection from the wind.
I've gone to 23 sites so far this year. I've seen 15 monarchs.
Connie Masati has been counting Western monarchs for almost 10 years. For the past two, she's served as the regional coordinator for the counts in Monterey County.
I've actually sat in the parking lot the first couple of times and actually cried in my car because I've seen it coming, but I did not think I would not be able to find one monarch.
Pacific Grove has embraced its connection with the butterflies. In October, a parade celebrates the return of these creatures. It's been an annual tradition since 1939. In front of the Pacific Grove post office, a statue of children dressed in monarch costumes greets customers. The butterfly is even on the city's official logo. The decline of monarchs has been gradual, but accelerated in the last few years.
I think that was a wake-up call to a lot of people and agencies that we had taken the monarch for granted that it would always be here because they were so prolific.
One of the biggest threats to the population is the development of overwintering sites for housing or golf courses. Habitat loss from climate change is another big factor. Even small changes can have big consequences.
It doesn't take but one of these big branches to go away, and it changes the wind in this sanctuary.
Pesticides are also a big problem, and wildfire can destroy overwintering sites. But protecting monarchs is proving difficult. A California court recently decided insects, including butterflies, do not fall under the California Endangered Species Act. And last month, U.S. Fish and Wildlife said monarchs deserve federal protection, but declined to list them as endangered. That's because an overwhelming number of species are already waiting. So for now, it's up to people, nonprofits, and communities to help. Pacific Grove takes monarch protection seriously. Caleb Schneider manages the city's sanctuary. He says people have been calling him concerned about the butterflies.
It's just, you know, devastating to them for their identity and, you know, their connection to their community.
Still, Schneider has hope. Last year, he and volunteers planted 70 new trees in the sanctuary.
We thought otters were extinct for quite some time, and then they found a little group of them in the Big Sur. So there's always hope. It's amazing what nature's able to accomplish. We just have to provide nature the space to do it.
And you can help too. If you live on the coast, plant native nectar-rich plants like manzanita or black sage, food that monarchs rely on during their stay. In Pacific Grove, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.